Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, it is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're back in the building. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Man, it has been a blessed, productive day. You guys are joining us by way of the phone lines and coming in on the network. I have my sidekick, my little chocolate chip over there, Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
We're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. Man, this has been a blessed day, guys. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, we're back in the building tonight, man.
We are back in the building. So happy Sunday to everyone.
Yeah, happy Sunday to everyone that's out there that's coming in on the network, coming on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to join the show, we're broadcasting live right now. You can call us at 563-999-3456.
Right.
Yes, man, we are coming around the domino table. This is what we mean, coming around the domino table. And we have some great discussions going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we're back. We're back for another great episode tonight. Man, this has been a blessed, marvelous day on today. We want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. We are heard all around the globe. We're on all social media. If you want to follow us over here at We Talk Radio Network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Man, we're on about 50 platforms. Man, help me out with some of those platforms they can download and they can listen to the E-Man After Show.
Sure, sure. Just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Note, Deezer, and Podcast Addict.
That means you can download all those apps and you can listen to us live right now. This show is being broadcasted live all around the globe.
Right.
Man, we want to appreciate you that follow us each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we've been around for 13 years. We want to shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia D.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, we want to appreciate her. She allowed us to sit around these microphones and have a discussion. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Had a great show over there. Man, we bring a young man on that's getting ready to do an award show down in the Oklahoma area. It's called it the TAP Award.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 9th annual TAP Award that he's getting ready to TAF Award. It's Teachers Appreciation Foundation that does that big award show.
Right.
We had him on the Mandy, the Mentor Show. He's getting ready to come to the E-Man After Show next month. But, man, that's going to be a great, great celebration to go down there because he's honoring teachers.
Right.
Yeah, he's honoring those workers, those essential workers that really makes the world go around to all our educators. And so we had a great show over there, and then we jumped off of Blog Talk Radio Network and jump on We Talk Radio Network and just keep it going.
Right.
We're around the domino table, those of you that follow us. This is where we men come around the domino table. I got men that's sitting in the around the domino table with us. If you want to call us tonight and join the conversation, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. If you want to talk to us live, you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. Then, man, we have a YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network. You guys can go to our YouTube channel. You can follow us over. It's just one word, We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share. You can make a comment if you like, but man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
Yes, guys. So in order to subscribe, you would click the subscribe button. Also, you would like you should click the notification bell that would give you a notification when We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes. You're just struggling over there, huh?
I don't know what's going on tonight.
That's a real
Listen, we've had a crazy, crazy weekend. I don't know if it's the weekend. I don't know if it's the Red Bull. But, you know, with all these different products, you know, some of the stuff's been contaminated. So I don't know if it's the Red Bull. I don't know what it is tonight. But something's not clicking.
Yeah, well, man.
They said the chicken's not
not clicking. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mandy, the mentor over there. We want to appreciate her. She's hosting this show with me on tonight. And we want to thank all you listeners that listen to us all around the globe. Man, I checked out the stats. The stats look good. Shout out to South Africa.
Shout out to South Africa.
United Kingdom, China, Canada, Brazil, South Korea. All of you guys that I'm trying to figure out who's listening in Russia.
Right. Because they've been listening.
Yes. We want to appreciate all you listeners. We all around the globe. It's the E-Man After Show on tonight. Hopefully you have had a blessed day on today. We have had a blessed, busy weekend on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate all of you that follow us. And this is a men show where we men come around. Invite you women to come around the domino table with us tonight because we just try to put some little topics out there and discuss them, you know.
Right.
There's a lot going on in the world today.
A lot going on. Lots of changes.
Yes.
That's impacting all of our lives.
Yes. Well, we want to appreciate you guys that's joined. Let's kind of do a little recap from last Sunday night. Last Sunday night, I believe it was Father's Day and Gospel Night, right?
Right.
Juneteenth celebration. Is that what we did last Sunday night?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was. So for all of, shout out to all of you guys out there that celebrated Juneteenth, especially those of you that are located in Texas. But we're super excited that now the world can celebrate because Juneteenth is now a federal holiday.
Yeah, maybe you still suffering from that 2.5-mile walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those of you that know Miss Oprah Lee over in Fort Worth, you know, last Monday, we was off last Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's always, people that's putting their foot to the plow that we be a part of those type of monumental events that, I mean, she walked and I think she had over, 1.5 million signatures
that
she was able to take up to the White House up there and Biden signed that holiday into existence.
Yes, he did. So we're all, you know, just happy and we're celebrating.
Yes.
Because it's been a long time coming and that's a day that should certainly be recognized.
Yeah.
And so for those of you that celebrated Juneteenth, shout out to you.
Yes. And so hopefully you had a good Juneteenth. And then we did Gospel Night and
with
Father's Day. Shout out to all of you that called in and wish your father a Father's Day. And hopefully you're still honoring your father, you know.
That's right.
I think my son called in from the airport.
Oh, yeah. So awesome. Yes, he did. And see, we were so happy to. He travels quite often.
Right.
And we were so happy to talk to him. We were just having this conversation. He made the statement. He said, this is not a regular conversation. But we love him. So shout out to you, Eldrick Jr.
Yeah. My only begotten son. I want to appreciate him. And to all the fathers out there, once again, happy Father's Day to you, because, you know, a lot of us are fathers going on to glory.
Right.
And we was honoring fathers living our past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talking about your earthly father. We know God is your heavenly father.
Right.
But we was talking about your earthly father, you know, because he played some type of importance in your life. He do never pay a bill for you. Buy you your first clarinet or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and also we on Mother's Day we just see so much advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
We have people on side the road selling products. We have signs everywhere. The restaurants are crowded on Mother's Day. So for Father's Day we wanted to give all the fathers their flowers. So we decided to keep it upbeat and have people to come call in to congratulate their fathers.
Right. And so we want to appreciate you guys, all the feedback that we got. Man, it was just a great show. Well, we're over here on tonight, Mandy, on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. What are we talking about tonight? Tonight, I just have some interesting topics because, you know, me and you hang out quite a bit. We always on the go. And,
right.
We had an opportunity to celebrate Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think we were celebrating, it wasn't Juneteenth, but we were celebrating something that Dougley Vision was doing last Saturday.
Yes.
And we went out to eat after that. And what was very, very interesting that I went in the restroom, but the restroom said all gender. And we want to know, how do you feel about that on tonight? You know, when you go out to different establishments or you're a different building, such as, you know, lawyer offices or downtown in your main offices where you might would go to the courthouse or, you know, you're taking care of business. And you walk in there and you notice it's a all-gender restroom where men and women are able to go in at the same time.
Right.
Some of them are private, though.
Some of them are private, which... For though the restrooms that are private, although we may not agree, some of us may not agree, at least they are private and you can lock the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have other establishments where it's you know, it's all gender across the board and it's one big restroom.
Right.
So we want to know, how do you feel about that tonight? How do you feel about an all gender public restroom?
Right. And then, you know, then some of them they call unisex restrooms.
Yes, they do.
But I know
it's so many different names when it comes to that.
Right. But I know in the school system, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, and in some of the schools, they have restrooms such as that. I'll call all gender. It's called unisex restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how they have the girls on one side and the guys on the other side.
Right.
And so we're talking about that tonight. How do you feel about that? You can hit option one. We'll talk about it. And also, I put a question out there. Those of you that follow the E-Man After Show and really enjoy the show, you know, I play the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
You do.
You know, I'm trying to hit that big one. And I was playing the lottery the other night, and I won what, $50? Was it $50, man? I bought a scratch off and I won $50. And so it allowed me to bring this question up just as well. If you win the lottery, do you go ghost, or do you tell your? If you have to win the big lottery, I'm talking about millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say if you won 80 million, mm-hmm. 100 million,
mm-hmm.
would you go ghost? Would you just hide out?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you tell your family and friends? you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Would you just keep living a normal life and mm-hmm. just go on about your day? Or would you call up everybody and tell them, man, I just hit the lottery? And so we're talking about that on tonight. We're talking about, you know, if you win the lottery, do you hide out? Do you go ghost on everybody?
Right.
Or would you share it with your family and friends? And would you share any of that money? Would you give any of that money to, would you be a blessing to
right.
a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
What would you even do with the lottery if you won it? And then we're talking about the unisex restroom, the all-gender restroom.
All-gender restroom.
Because me and Mandy, we did an outing a few weeks ago, and we went out to a restaurant, and I went to the restroom. I said, well, that's a man and a woman's restroom. I go, okay, what's going on up in this camp? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we want to talk about that tonight on the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table. We have had a blessed day when we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
It's hot out there.
It is hot. It's so hot outside.
Listen, you probably can fry an egg out there on the, you know, you're a young whippersnapper, man. You probably don't know nothing about this.
No,
but,
about what?
You could probably put an egg out on the sidewalk right about now,
uh-huh.
and it'll fry.
Now, let me just ask
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Who have put an egg out on the sidewalk and they fried an egg? Because you said I'm a young whippersnapper. That means something has happened before my time.
Uh-huh.
So I just need to know.
Well, call us up here at 563-999-3456. If you have ever put an egg out when it's, because what is it, about 102 out right about now?
It is hot. All I know is hot. You can walk from the inside of the building
right.
to your car, back in the building. By that time, you're drenching in sweat.
Right, right, right. And so it's got to be about, I'm looking at the temperature now. It says 95 on my computer right about now.
Mm.
And so it's 95 degrees, so that means the index is probably about 102, 103 outside.
Right. And mm-hmm. those of you that are listening all over the world, we're located in Dallas, Texas, Central Standard Time. It is now 9:17. So it's late in the evening, and it's, what's the temperature, Eman?
It's 95. My computer say 95.
It's 95. It's late, and it's 95. Normally, this is when the cool air is blowing, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's cool. It's, you know, you can turn your air condition up because, you know, it doesn't have to be as cool, but no, not in Texas.
Yeah, and also, we have encouragement for the soul tonight at what, 9:35?
Yes.
We have encouragement for the soul by Deacon Fred Bell, by Mr. Fred Bell.
This, right.
He comes on and he do a great segment over here on the E-Man After Show through audio form, and we want to appreciate him for that.
Yes.
And so all of his followers will be calling in here.
They will
probably
be calling.
Probably about 9:30.
Right. They will be calling.
Yeah.
And for those of you that have not heard Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell, make sure you stay tuned. I guarantee you, you will be encouraged. And once you hear Encouragement for the Soul, you will be calling back to listen.
Yes. Well, man, the phone lines are lit up. We're around the domino table tonight. We got a couple of topics we want to dive in and talk about on tonight on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all gender restrooms?
Mm-hmm.
And if you win the lottery, would you go ghost or would you tell your family and friends? I see a few people that flag. Let's try to bring some callers in.
Right.
Let me go to this caller here. I know who number this is. 9991, you're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Victoria. Hey, guys. How you doing,
hey.
Andy? E-Man, what's going on?
What's the dealio?
Well,
how you doing?
Okay, it is hot. I'm good. It is very, very hot outside. It is hot. But
uh-huh.
I want to speak on these topics. First of all, I'm going to go with the unisex bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me personally, no, I don't want to use the restroom that a man can use. For
right.
the simple fact of that, not all transsexuals gotten their middle parts taken off, you know what I'm saying? So they
mm-hmm.
still got to stand up and use the bathroom. And I don't want to sit down on nobody else's urine, you know? I don't want to. Furthermore, you know, I don't want to be using the bathroom, and here come this big old buff man woman coming there to use the bathroom, I would feel uncomfortable. You know,
right.
Yeah. So
right.
The universal bathroom thing, no, I'll just hold it. Now the lottery part.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm thinking about buying a ticket myself. If I was, and I'm being honest, I'm being so 100. If I was to hit that big lottery, for
you'll
one, my sisters is going to be taken care of. My sisters automatically is going to be taken care of. You know, I have a couple of close friends who I would also bless. You know, and I am, you know, when it comes down to like children with autism or disabilities, you know what I'm saying? Because I worked in mental retardation for 8 years. So I have a soft spot for them. I would donate to a charity, a legitimate charity, but specifically those disability, you know, disabled children. You know, autism is not, it's a disability, but they're special. You know what I'm saying? Their disability is really an ability, you know. But I would give to a charity like that. But, yeah, if I hit the lottery, my sisters is going to be well taken care of. I have to say that. Yeah.
So I got a question for you. So you're saying E-Man don't get
Hold on. I was just going to go there. So my sisters have significant others. And, you know, my sisters, if my sister is taken care of, I know my sisters are going to take care of their husbands, too, along with their children and grandkids. You know, I would really, come on now. Let's say $400 million. I hit $400 million. What is it going to hurt me to give my three sisters even $20 million? You know, a piece. How is that going to hurt me? And I got $400 million. You know.
Well, listen. I don't care about your sisters. I'm talking about E-Man. How much you giving me?
Oh, of course. You know what? E-Man, you know, as my brother-in-law, as my boss, my producer, I think I'm going to give you a bigger cut than my sister. No, I'm just saying.
Let me tell you why.
Because it was E-Man, you know what I'm saying, that helped some of my prayers get answered, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know what I'm talking about. So I got to give him a bonus.
Hello. Well, shoot, you need to go. Listen, you need to play the lottery,
you know,
all week long.
Well, you know, hold up, wait a minute. But, you know, Mandy's mentor, I guess Mandy the mentor just been, you know, on the sideline all these years. I guess, you know, she say I'm her mentor, but she just said E-Man prayed her through, and that's all good. But girl, let's go some years back. Look, when money get involved, I'll type of things.
E-Man. Hold on, E-Man, I got to take it back. Yeah, the bonus I was going to give you, I got to give it to her now because she just made a valid point.
Boy, I tell you.
I do have a question.
No. Listen, jealousy is cruel as a queen.
Come through. Let me ask you this now.
Mm-hmm.
So you hit the lottery, you win a lot of money, and you desire to help people, and you help your community, you help people in your family. My question would be, where do you tell them the money came from? Because, you know, if they are aware that you hit the lottery, they're coming back for more when they go broke. So where would you tell them the money that you're giving them came from?
Well, as far as my sisters, I always keep everything 100 with them. So my sisters will know the truth. You know, as far as the charity, I probably wouldn't even sign a check, and then I just donate.
Wow, we got this donation for it,
you know what I'm saying? We have anonymous, you know. Oh, my friends, just take it and be blessed and go on about your business.
But no, you can't say that, because if you're given a certain amount of money, they know that you did not have, you said close friends, right? So if they know you did not have that certain amount of money, they're going to be like, Victoria, where do you get this money from? Like, they're going to want to know. They're going to start digging. They're going to want to know.
Well,
what
because
did you say?
If I hit the lottery, I'm going to be up out of here anyway. I'll tell them.
Oh, you going ghost.
I'm going to be gone anyway. Yeah, I'm going ghost.
Before I go ghost,
I'm a blessing people, you know. I'm a blessing people. But only certain people going to know where I'm going ghost. And if my sisters have any sense, they'll go ghost with me.
Listen, we right there.
So we appreciate you tonight. Yes, ma'am. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, We got a couple of topics. This is our co-host for the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Yes.
She's a co-host on the Mandy the Mentor Show, but she worked for both of these shows.
Right.
We want to appreciate you. At least I know I get some money out of this deal here.
Okay.
Of course. Gotta take her close family. I gotta take
right.
her mm-hmm. family. It's just me and my sisters and spouses. Gotta take care of them.
All righty. Well, we thank you. You keep listening, okay?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great one.
All right.
You too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys on the phone line today. The phone lines are lit up on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're around the domino table. This is where we come around the domino table and have discussion. Man, we got another caller to hit option one.
Okay.
Last four numbers. Let's bring this caller in. Last four numbers, 6866. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hello, this is Tonisha Fanchon. How are you today, E-Man and Mandy?
Hey, Fanchon, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good. Well,
all
I
right.
see you hit option one. Hey, you want to join this conversation?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're going to go with the simpler one first, okay?
The simpler
with
one?
The lottery. Okay.
Yeah.
The simpler.
Oh,
okay.
Lord, let me see what you're going to say. Oh, Jesus.
First of all, if I win the lottery,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell, like, the really close people. It's
okay.
It's going to be about 3 to 5 people.
3 to 5,
like,
huh?
3 to 5. No, probably no more than that.
And so let me pick your daughter and your daddy. Right?
That's 2. And there may be a few more, maybe.
Okay.
But most people aren't going to know. Even if I did kind of break them off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
they're still not going to know. No.
Right.
Even if they ask, like, we're just be blessed. Like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, my question is, if you won $400 million, what kind of cut do I get?
You know who would help me with that?
Who is that?
The financial advisor.
Oh, wow.
I am going to get a financial advisor, and we're going to divvy that real good. Mm-hmm.
I just need $1 million, that's all. That's chump change. You heard Victoria, that's just chump change.
Well, depending on, on the lump sum, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think I would do my best tonight. I would celebrate, but not get crazy with it, because then that's when you go broke anyway. And what is
right,
it?
Right.
They say within 5 years or whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
And yeah,
so,
I think it's very smart, though, that you mention a financial advisor, because a lot of times when people, they do receive a lot of money, such as athletes and things of that nature, you know, they tell them to get a financial advisor. And a lot of people that play the lottery, when we go back and we read stories, they fail to do so. So I think that for those of you listening on the phone line and on the network, getting a financial advisor will save you in the long run, because there's going to be a lot of hands out and a lot of people checking in, tracking devices and things of that nature. It just depends on who you are and who you're connected to.
For sure that. And so if you hit, make sure you call E-Man After Show. I feel a breakthrough coming through. All of you that's in debt. Yes. And so we're talking about all gender restrooms. How do you feel about that, Fanchon?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
I kind of agree with the last caller. What was her name?
Victoria. Mm-hmm.
Yes. In that, as a woman, I wouldn't, you know, want to be going to a unisex restroom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with the fact that they have them, because I've seen them in places I've been in where it was, you know, like men's, women's, and then unisex, or they have like both of the little signs on there, the woman and
right,
the man's
right. Right.
And it's separate, you know, it's like, it's almost like how they have the family restroom they used to have, or they still have those. And it's just like a few, like one, and has the locked door, you know, the door is separate. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with. I don't want anything that's just like one big restroom, and that's my only choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have an issue with. If it's my
right.
only choice, no, I don't like that at all. No, and especially,
right.
and it's not so much for me, even though I wouldn't feel as comfortable about it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about like for younger people, you know, like
okay.
when you're raising a son or daughter, and
right,
you send
right.
them into a public restroom. And you may or may not go with them as they get a little bit older,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't feel comfortable with a stranger who is of whatever gender or in between
right.
In the same restroom with them.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That can cause a whole lot of confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, she.
Yes.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you for calling in, Friend Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, this
yeah.
is, I know this young lady. You actually co-host with me on, what was that, Mother's Day? That was Mother's Day, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I made you my guest co-host.
Taking her home Mother's Day, yes.
yes, yes. Well, we want to appreciate you for that, and I appreciate you for always following Amanda the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. Well, we want to thank you for hanging out with me on tonight.
No problem. Bye, guys.
All right. All right, good night. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's on the phone lines are lit up, Mandy. I guess this is some great topics and a great conversation, huh?
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it
we're around the domino table. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we just want to sit around the domino table and have real conversations.
Right.
And just, you know, get different people's perspective of how they view things and how they see things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a few of these topics come up that we are talking about tonight. Me and Mandy did an outing over in the Plano area, I believe it was, for an event that Mandy, you did a few weeks ago. And we went out to eat after that. And
right.
I ended up going into the restroom, but it was an all-gender restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Restroom. And I went back to the other restroom because they said it was private. You know what I'm saying? And so that allowed me to propose a question tonight. How do you feel about all gender restaurants? And then probably about a few days ago, I bought a lottery ticket, $150. And man, are you big for what my cut? Every time I win, so
that's right. I need my money.
Yeah, what
my cut? That's right. Because E-Man, you stress it when you stress, we are one, right?
Uh huh.
Okay, so. We need one.
So what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. That's what you say. Let me ask you
something like that.
Let me ask you a question. We get ready to go to our segment. We want to thank all you guys that's joining us around the network on tonight on the phone lines. You can jump into this conversation. We're around the domino table. We got some ladies around the domino table tonight. And if you want to join the conversation, you can hit option one before we go to our segment, Encouragement for the Soul. But, Mandy, if you won the lottery.
Uh-huh.
You know, Victoria came on and said she'll take care of all of my sisters. You know, she said her three sisters. Let's make this real clear. She ain't talking about all of y'all. That, you know how people say, oh, that's my sis.
Right,
that's my
right,
sis.
Right.
I think she was talking about blood sisters.
She
yeah.
was.
She wasn't talking about all of y'all that, you know, that's my brother. That's my
right.
homeboy. That's my sis, right?
Uh-huh. No. She was saying those that her mother birthed, okay?
That's what she's talking about.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But, man, if you won the lottery. Let's say if you won I told Victoria about 400. Let's say if you won $100 million,
mm-hmm.
after they took out taxes,
woo.
You probably get $60 million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? $60 million, what would you do with it? Because, you know, what's yours is mine. Look at you. That's a whole different facial expression. You look over there like, well, you get 30, I get 30. Woo! What would you do with it, man?
I mean, of course, now, one thing I would do is take care of my family, make sure my family's good,
mm-hmm.
Because that's just what we do. After that, E-Man, I
mm-hmm.
think I would look into some investments.
Okay.
You know, look into some investments. And from there, I'll be hush-hush, though.
You go
Nobody
ghost.
Would really.
You
no,
go
even,
ghost.
I don't think, now, I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not tell them that I won the lottery. Just being honest, like
yeah, right,
I
right.
probably would not say I won the lottery. I would, you know, I just have to say this. I would come up with some type of story, okay? And I'll give them their portion because
you probably
lie.
You probably
say
that's E-Man money. E-Man came up with got some money.
No, listen, Even in that, that's going to be protected. Like,
oh, wow.
you, money will be available to you.
Oh,
but hey,
wow.
Listen, you gotta. This is smart work, okay? This is smart work. But let me
keep
take
talking.
This.
Keep talking. Listen,
no, babe, listen.
Yeah,
that's
what?
A lot of money. No, you have access to money, but not 100% of it, right?
Oh, wow.
Now you have to be.
Oh,
listen.
To listen to what you're saying now.
So, right.
If I win, I'm gonna turn that same table.
But no, I'm really. Yeah, but so I would probably be hush-hush about winning the lottery. I know I would,
right?
I would be hush-hush about winning the lottery. I will give. But this is the thing about people.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about people is the more you give, the more they want sometimes, depending on who the person is, right?
Right.
And so knowing that in back of my mind, I 100% cannot share that I won the lottery. Okay.
So they keep coming back for more. Huh?
Listen, I was something, you know, and there was a wealth transfer for this certain amount. It was something that occurred, right?
Right, right.
But I would not, I would have to be hush hush. The thing about people is people are curious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to want to know. They're very inquisitive.
Right,
they're
right.
going to want to know where the money comes from. You cannot say anything, but people are going to research. They're going to dig. When people really want to know something, they're going to find out. And I don't believe that winning the lottery, I don't think they'll allow you to be anonymous.
Right.
So with that being said, I'm just saying, I'll tell you a story, something, right? And if you decide to look and see if I won a lottery later, that's you. But I can't tell you I won the lottery because in your mind, and this in my mind, when you go broke, you're coming back for more.
Wow. And so that's funny. So ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm going to go and get mine off the top.
Oh, you got it anyway, boo.
I know
it's yours anyway, boo.
Hey,
it's just, you know,
you need
I mean,
to play the lottery
you're thinking
this week.
$60 million. I mean, if you have access to 30, that's good enough.
I know that. Hello, somebody. Ooh, I feel something. I don't know what it was, but you going to play the lottery this week because it's pretty high.
Now, I'm going to let you play and just lay my hand in your back.
I know that's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the network. We're around the domino table. But, Mandy, we got a segment to do.
We do. We have an encouragement for the soul by Fred Bell.
Yes, and so you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like you needed encouragement, but you waited for somebody to encourage you? You waited for someone to say good morning. You waited for someone to say hello. You waited for someone to say a good day, to have a good day. But sometimes we have to encourage ourselves because Psalms 42 says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Just a simple scripture. We have to be encouraged in God because God is the one who really matters. And when we encourage ourselves in Him, we strengthen ourselves because sometimes people are not looking to encourage you because sometimes misery loves company. Let's just be honest. So we have to sometimes encourage ourselves because we can speak a word to ourselves and be healed because we have to speak over ourselves because God has given us the ability to heal ourselves in our words and the things we say because there is power in the tongue. So the next time you're feeling down, the next time you're feeling out, read a word from God and encourage yourself because you can be the only person that wants to pat yourself on the back. It doesn't have to be boastful. It can just be an encouragement of the things you have done because no one knows what you've been through or what you accomplished better than yourself. So if it's someone out there feeling tonight, no matter how you're feeling, speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I hope this word encouraged someone to go on and encourage yourself. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out, hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt, ooh, we know who you are and you never change. You still got over everything. Oh, oh, oh Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound selfish, but won't you answer me? Ooh, just one word from you can set me free. Yeah, yeah. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need.
Coretta Bell, and you are listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Check one. My mic sounds like check one. Oh, 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 oh,
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. We are in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. Mandy is in the building. We're back. We're back. We're back.
We are back.
We're around the domino table having a great discussion on tonight. We put a couple of topics out there. How do you guys feel about the all-gender restroom? Have you ever been in an all-gender restroom? You know what I'm saying? And if you win the lottery, would you go ghost or would you share with your family and friends? That's what we're around the domino talking about tonight. We see you guys on the phone lines. We want to thank Deacon Fred Bell, Mr. Fred Bell. He encouraged our hearts on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Just an awesome segment of this young man do over here on the E-Man After Show. We want you guys to kind of get that positive energy in your system before you go to bed at night. And so when you lay down, you know, you got some good words you can lay down on. So thank you, Fred Bell, if you're out there listening. I'm strolling the phone line. I'm trying to see if I can find his number.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Bell, if you're on the line, hit option one. I'm strolling down a whole lot of numbers to try to find your number. Yeah, he just hit up. Yeah, I knew he was on here somewhere. You want to come in on tonight, if you guys want to come in. Yeah, he told me you got to tell you to hit option one. You got to hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Why? Because we got a couple of topics out there tonight that we got around the domino table where we men. We got some women around the domino table on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out and joining us in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We're broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We're celebrating 13 years
right
over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the founder and owner, Miss Kia Davis. She allowed us to sit here every Sunday night at the microphones, and man, I tell you, we are so peacock proud and how you know happy of her, all she's doing. And got my little side chick in the building. That's what side chick by side chick. Listen, you all that in a bag of chips, dip peanut and a Diet Coke. You know, y'all know her as Mandy the Mentor. That's Dr. Amanda. That's my wife over there. My little chocolate little chiplet.
Oh my.
Saying that I might get some of her money. I heard you loud and clear.
Listen, I don't went from chocolate chip to side chick, okay?
Side piece.
I'll be all that, baby. You know, it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's how you have to do it here in these streets.
Okay.
Deacon Fred Bell is on the line tonight. We see you guys. We're getting ready to bring you guys in. We're having a great conversation tonight. We're around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring everybody in at one time. Those of you, Hope Victoria is still listening. Friend Sean is listening. We're going to bring y'all all around together around the domino table. Let me bring my good friend, Mr. Fred Bell, into the conversation on tonight. Hello, Mr. Fred Bell. You're on the E-Man After Show. How you doing tonight, my man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Oh, man.
Doing
We blessed, black, and highly favored, unapologetic about it.
Right.
How'd I say? You know?
Yes.
Yeah, man. How you been doing, brother? Yeah, my computer say 95 right about now. What is about 102 with the index? 110 with the index out there right at 9, at 10 o'clock tonight? Yes,
yep,
sir. Yeah, well, man, we want to appreciate you for that segment. All the Fred Ike called in at 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. What an encouraging word.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, we're around the domino table tonight. Talk to us a little bit. How do you feel about the unisex restrooms, Fred? And how do you feel about winning the lottery?
I haven't heard about it, but
the
unisex restrooms, I don't think they really think things out before they do them or they talk about them. It's even when they have a unisex restroom, right? So if a man thinks he want to be a woman, he can go to... I said, do y'all know that there are perverts out there that may pretend to be one way to go in a little girl's restroom or vice versa, you know, with a little boy? So I don't think they think things out. And when we, you know, a lot of times we look at, like, the Bible and how things are. We're living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah when God gave them a reprobated mind, so they thought everything they was doing was right.
Right.
It's like how they try to force things on you now.
Right.
They want to force everybody to accept something. But the things you should accept, you don't want to accept the things that are right, but you want people to accept the things that are wrong
right
and make them conform to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree with it. But on the other hand, about the lotto, now, if I won the lotto, what I would truly do, I think I would keep working, but mm-hmm. I would do a lot of things that I would want to do also in my spare time. But mm-hmm. I would take that money, help my family out, mm-hmm. probably buy each one of my kids a home, not no 9-bedroom house. I would get them probably about a 3-4-bedroom house.
Okay.
And then I would help people. Each and every time I see somebody, I would mm-hmm. bless somebody out there so I could bless them with what God has blessed me with. Because
right,
if he
right.
blessed me with it, then I'm supposed to bless somebody else. Because if I did not have the money, why hold on to something?
Right.
To just
right.
let it stack up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
I see
sir.
People today outside. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a lady and a guy, but the lady was asleep by a trash can with a blanket on. And I looked, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, we complain about our AC not being at 65
right, right.
because it's at 7. We complain
mm-hmm.
about so many things, and there's people out here who have a lot less than we do. So
mm-hmm.
I would want to help a lot of people because
right.
the Bible tells us the poor will always be among.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take that money, take care of my family, but also I would bless people with the money also.
Right.
So
because
let
I
me
would
ask,
be blessed in the end. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And that's great, but let me ask you this. So when it comes to, like, close family and friends, would you tell them that you won the lottery? Or would you just give the money? I mean, how would you work that out? Because, you know, when we have a lump sum of money, people are going to want
right.
to know where the money came from.
Right. You know what? With me, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
I would actually tell them where I got the money from. They know not to
okay.
ask me. Because I'm going to tell you where I won the lotto. Mama,
uh-huh.
I'm fixing your house. Do you want a new house? You want this house fixed. My sister, I'm paying for the house you're in. Do you want a new one or you want to stay here? So when I give y'all this, don't come back to me, but all my kids work. And the only one I would have a problem
mm-hmm.
with is my youngest. He will continue to come back.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't be afraid to tell him where I got the money from. Because people, I'm like E-Man. They
mm-hmm.
know. Don't keep coming back to me.
Right. Well, that's good though, because you may, you know, you sound like you were standing your ground. Once you said no means no. You have some of us
right.
out here, it's like, man, they need this, they need that. They come with the story. Let me just go ahead and give it to them, you know. So a person like me, Fred Bell, I can't tell them that because they're coming back. And me, they're going to start pulling heartstrings and things of that nature, and I'm going to give it. So, but you do sound like the type of person. When you say no, you just mean no.
Yeah. Prince
right.
Sean and Victoria, y'all in this call.
And the good thing about that, though, is I have a lot of friends that are close friends that have been my friends since we were like kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them would not ask for money because some of them, they're not rich, but they have money. But they would not
mm-hmm.
come to me to ask me. Now, it'd be more of my brothers and sisters. They wouldn't even ask. I would actually give it to them.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have many, like my aunts and my uncles, I don't
mm-hmm.
have many aunts and uncles left. It's only
right.
my mom, my one sister, and maybe two uncles that I really actually talk to. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
that's when it would be real small.
Okay.
It would be easy for me.
Okay.
Hello, Fashawn, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You're around the domino table. Victoria, are you still there? You're around the domino table. What do y'all think about what Mr. Fred Bell is saying?
Okay, that's cool. I don't know. But I'm sure, that's his standpoint. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I ain't telling.
I know that's right.
I'm just not.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Victoria, you,
right.
Victoria, you still there? Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, I know I say. Once I give it to you the first time, Fred and Victoria and Mandy and listen, that's it. Because I done gave you enough to be able to survive off of. And, you know, this is where I would feel about it. If I gave it, you went through it like that, why give you more for you to keep going through it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I just know when I didn't have a whole lot of money, man, and they came back for seconds, I gave it to them, okay? Talking about the children now, okay, the grown children.
Right.
So with that being said, if I have millions, I already know I'm going to release it. I'm going to be like, oh, they need this, they need that. So, I mean, maybe not the world. Of course, I'll give, but maybe not the world the second time around. But when it comes to the children and, like, for example, my sisters, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they know. They come looking sad, sitting around a few days, don't go home, you know.
Right.
They already know. I'm going to give it over. Yeah, I'm liable to give it over to them. But I can respect the fact that you and Deacon Fred Bell, you guys are saying, hey, I'm giving this to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Look, use it wisely. You know, I can respect that.
Well, yeah, we're around the domino table. We see you guys coming in on the network. The network is lit up tonight. The phone lines is lit up. Y'all, let's bring another call in. Last four numbers, 6438. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Emmanuel Hepzibah.
Hello, Emmanuel. How are you, sir? I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Good.
Yes.
Well, glad to have you to call the E-Man After Show on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Your first time calling?
Yes, it's got my Anthony just told me about it the night he came by to see his mother, and
okay.
I just found out about it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Well, man, we're glad
to
have you. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're around the domino table tonight, sir. We got a couple of topics out there. How do you feel about it?
Well, first of all,
I
remember reading somewhere in Solomon. He said, "Now that I'm old and I'm gray-headed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I leave my inheritance to a wise man or a fool." He said that.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So, for me to have that kind of success financially, I would be an anonymous giver, and nobody would know I had that money. Nobody.
Right.
And I would be at a close conscious to let my wife know, because she has a lot of children.
Okay.
Other than that, I would let my wife know. But other than that, nobody on the planet Earth would know I had this kind of fortune financially.
I know that.
I would be an anonymous giver, and that was the way that was. And as far as your other friend that you had on first comment, I think you said his name was Davis. You know about the restroom deals?
Yeah, yes. The all gender, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It also tells you in that scripture, and we have to separate the words from truth and false, because some of the things in the Bible are not so and some are. So we have to learn how to separate them. And I say this to say that. So as we stand today, the whole world has been fooled, except very elect of God's chosen people. And the reason is saying very elect because you have two people that are elect. One elect people, they are in guilds and they're sworn to secrecy, and they don't want you to know about things that they know. They want to use it for personal gain.
True.
And then you have another elect of people that is elect by God, and they are free from God's freedom of having this wisdom. So I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
As far as these different type of restrooms for men and women, you have to remember something. You have predators out here in the world.
Right.
If you notice anybody with younger sons and younger males, male children have to grow into their masculinity. They say they move around feminine, they talk with feminine voices, and you have predators that come predatize on these younger boys. You also have some predatized, and you'd have to be very mature before you would go off into one of these restrooms that are for both genders, because it would be a place for predators to hang out, and you not being aware, you could put your children in danger. And it's something about the predators. I don't know what it is, when these predators come on these younger children and people that's unaware, and they get addicted to this kind of a certain exchange,
mm-hmm.
they're very secretive about who their first predators were, and they grow up into the homosexual or the cross-sexual agendas, and they become, they don't know that they're victims. And some
right,
of them
right.
even began to, they were born like this. Now, it's mm-hmm. another information that I want you to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
You do have, there, you have people on this planet that are, let me get a good word for it.
Okay. Take your
time. I'm trying to get a good word for this.
It's okay. You're on the E-Man After Show. You're around the domino table. You can be real transparent with us. That's what this show is all about. You can clean it up, you can dress it up, or you just come raw with it. It doesn't matter. This the E-Man After Show. Go right ahead, Mr. Emmanuel.
Well, I'm this bird is slipping my mind, but I know you have a seahorse.
Mm.
Seahorse has both sex.
Mm.
And you have worms. They have both sex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the name for humans that are like this. And when humans are like this, they are different from people that's being homosexual.
Mm.
The scientists of the world, you have people in power in the world now that's trying to claim the position of God because God is spiritual. And when God is spiritual, you're talking about God being your divine mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me with this? God
I'm
is
here.
Divine
you
mother
listening.
And mm-hmm. deals within you. And people with different type blood, they are victims to different type things and food. So both of your subject matters to me, this is my opinion on it. Androgynous
mm-hmm.
is what I'm trying to think of, okay?
Okay.
You understand about androgynous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Androgynous means a person or a thing or an animal that have both sex.
Great.
And
right.
what happens, and when you have people with both sex, a lot of times these are family secrets, and a lot of times the midwives and people like this is a very, very private matter that people don't want known because it's not open and accepted.
Right,
but when
right.
when people are androgynous, sometimes in the hospital, suppose the doctor sewed up one thing and another thing is dominant. He cut off something, another one is dominant. And
mm-hmm.
then you might have a confusion of who or what you are.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's true can be proven in science. So you just about have to know what you're doing when you're dealing with some of these different type restrooms that you're going off into. And
mm-hmm.
what happens now, these kind of truths are just being, just coming up from the earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're just coming up from the earth. So you have to be very, very careful. And who's introducing these type things in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have you to think about another subject matter that I would like you to have maybe sometime in the future.
Okay.
I wanted you to ask people what they think the dollar bills were made out of.
Mm.
I want you to also ask people what was the name of Africa before Africanus came and changed the name.
Okay.
A lot of African
people
heard you say something. I heard you say earlier that you had something to deal with Africa. But
mm-hmm.
I would bet 9 out of 10 Africans don't know the name of Africa before Africanus, the European, came over and changed that country name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Manuel, you know, we write notes down, and we're going to dive into some of those topics. And I want to bring you back. I definitely want to bring you back to have you on the email. I see your number here. You know, you're spitting some revelation, some
mm-hmm.
deep information. Those of you that's listening to us around the globe, around the network, you know, we can get into those deep, deep conversations, and we'll love to have you invite you back to come sit around the E-Man After Show, because I think power is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, Mr. Manuel, because we don't, as a people, don't know who we are, we don't know whose we are,
mm-hmm.
and so when you spit knowledge like that, it throws a lot of people because they're not really educated in it. You know what I'm saying? And so You gave your opinion. I want to appreciate you for your opinion. I'm going to write your number down because I want to call you because we're going to talk about those topics. And those of you that's on the network, on the phone lines, if you have anything you want the E-Man Show to talk about, this is what this show is about. We don't discriminate. Right. We don't judge no mm-hmm. one. Why? Because we live in a society today that everyone has an opinion where you allow your opinion to be made and heard in this conversation. We keep it real around the domino table. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Manuel, as men, see, these are the kind of topics that I love to tap into. Why? Because I will use this word, Mr. Manuel. A lot of us have been hoodwinked, especially in Christendom, in Christendom, mm-hmm. first and foremost. We done been hoodwinked, you know, and because we don't know us as a people, our history, we don't know the Bible was written culturally, just like you're stating, talking about, you know, the African name. A lot of people don't know they call Africans. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Manuel? And so what is different from Africa and an African? Most people don't know that. You understand? Because the miseducated Negro will lead you astray, which Carter G. Woodson said that in one of his parables. The miseducated Negro will lead you astray every time. Why? Because we are unlearned. So, man, I want to appreciate you calling in on tonight, Mr. Manuel. You got something, Andy? Okay.
No. Well,
go ahead, Mandy.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say.
Oh, Mandy. I thought you said Emmanuel.
No, Mandy. Go ahead, Mandy.
So when Mr. Emmanuel was speaking of the same sex, he was speaking of the hermaphrodite.
Right,
person
right.
that's born with two sexes.
Yes.
How they, when they're children, you can make the decision the majority of the time if you want them to be a male or female.
Right, right.
And cut the other part off.
Right, right, right. Well, we right there with you, Mr. Manuel. We ain't lost.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, we allow you to express it and get
yes.
it out. And,
yes.
Man, I love that. But I appreciate you calling tonight, sir. It's a pleasure, this call on tonight.
Yeah,
we want to appreciate you and keep listening to the E-Man After Show. Thank you for calling tonight.
Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me, and it's my privilege. Thank
I'm
both
gonna
of
write,
you.
I'm going to write
yes,
your
sir.
Number down. I'm going to call you now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think I am. I want to invite you to the show. Will you come to hang out with me, Mr. Emmanuel?
Well, you know, this is the day when the earth is releasing the truth
mm-hmm.
that has been buried. And it's
oh,
a dog
okay.
and a chocolate. But I don't
oh,
mind
yeah.
if you invite me. I'll be there.
Well, yeah, yes. Because I think it's time that, you know, I do believe over there in Scripture it said the truth will make you free. It'll set you free.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the truth have been buried, you know. And we're going to get into a lot of that, Mr. Manuel. Well, thank you, sir. And
yeah.
We're going to take some more
thank
phone
you.
Calls, and we'll contact you soon. Tell Mother I said I love
thank
her. Hello.
She's right here.
I
hear you.
All right, brother. I love you.
Okay. Love you too,
all right.
sweetheart.
All right. Talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
That brother there, he has a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And Mandy, I tell you, this is a deep brother. He used to have a show here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a lot of knowledge in this. And the thing about it, I know we're talking about our topics tonight,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we can get deep, and I want to get deep with this brother. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we start talking about our spirituality and Christendom,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way the Bible was written and us really knowing the Bible from our history,
right. Right.
most of the African-American preachers won't preach it.
Right.
I don't know why they won't stand in the pulpit and really tell the truth. Why? Because they have been conditioned to teach it a certain way.
Right.
And when we get all of that. But this brother right here, he's you know, just been an activist down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex down
mm-hmm.
through the years. And you really got to know your history.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know who you are as a people spiritually,
mm-hmm.
you know, because all that connects to us as a people in our faith and in our walk, because a lot of people, they have a lot of faith, but they don't have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And that in Scripture, when they have faith, it says have faith in God. Well, when you start breaking all that down, it'll confuse a lot of people because they haven't went so far of really studying and understand how biblically how Scripture is written. And so when it get deep like that, people are turning you off because
right.
we've been programmed to because everybody have said the same thing out of heuristics mm-hmm. for so long until when we have conversations like this. But over here on We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show, we allow you to come on and to express yourself and get some real truth, because the mm-hmm. truth will make you free, right?
It will.
Yeah, yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are lit up on tonight. Let me see. We got Fred Bell and Fishon. Y'all still around the domino table? Victoria, y'all still around the domino table? they probably all on mute.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This is Fanshawe.
No,
I'm
still
sure.
What do y'all think? Did y'all hear Mr. Emmanuel? He's on there. What do y'all think?
I think that was a great
y'all go. Everybody go at one time now. Just kidding. what do you think,
Chicha? I'm glad that he brought up the subject matter of the hermaphrodite, because
yes.
I think with, and that is probably, you know, a whole another subject matter for another time. But with that, you have a lot of people in like transgender community that try
mm-hmm.
to equate it as almost like it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone is naturally born like that, that's not the same as you being born one gender and then trying to change over, you know, based upon your own decision later on in life. That's not
right.
the same thing. So
right.
that definitely is something to discuss.
Yes. Well, he asked us to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Oh, yeah, we're going to
yeah,
talk about
absolutely.
It for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic. What do you think, Mr. Fred Bell?
When he was talking about it, I knew what he was trying to say when he was talking about born with both sexes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he said how people sometimes try to say, you know, that's the way they were born and God made them that way. And I look at that and I'm like, no, that's not correct, because if that's the case, then if you grow up and you're a criminal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the situation you were born in, do you say God made me like I am? He made me to go out here and do this. No, that's not true. He gives everybody a choice. Everybody
right.
has a choice.
Right.
So
right.
you can either choose the wrong way or you can choose the straight way.
Hello.
So you don't have to act upon. You don't have to act upon every emotion that you have, because if we
mm-hmm.
all acted upon all our emotions, a lot of
mm-hmm.
us be in jail right now, dear.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yes. Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're around the E-Man, around the domino table on the E-Man After Show. Let me go ahead and do this, you know, make sure we clear
ourselves. The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and so we'll always do that disclaimer. Well, I'm gonna get Mr. Manuel back on the E-Man After Show in the near future, because there's a whole lot I want to talk to this brother about.
Oh, yeah.
Because this brother here,
He has a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
The thing about Mr. Emmanuel, you have to really listen
to him.
And
yes.
there's a lot of things that he says, it does make sense, you know, and it comes together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's listening. A lot of times when people say things or they start talking, we're not talking about the subject tonight, because we were all aware of a lot of things he did say. But when he began to really dig deep,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we have to take the opportunity to listen. And a lot of times when we're not familiar with something or
mm-hmm.
we don't understand, we're quick to shut it down.
Right, right.
And but I know I had the opportunity to meet him
right.
When I went with you one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to us for a while. And let me tell you, I listened.
Yeah.
And I understood where he was coming from.
Right.
But if I had to shut it down,
yeah.
then, you know, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. But I'm glad I did.
Yes. And so we want to appreciate him for calling in on tonight. But listen, guys, we got to take another break. We got to take our last break for tonight. Y'all guys keep it locked. Y'all stay around the domino table. It's the E-Man After Show. We'll give you a little blues. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
One woman gotta have three. One woman just don't hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave. Yeah. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, baby you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Kim, we don't fuss and fight with Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TT, she'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. But one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, gonna keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gonna keep on going. Oh yeah.
Attention, attention, attention all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DB signing off on We Talk Radio.
Oh, yes. It's We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, we're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Just keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. You don't know nothing about that, man. You know, that's that old school stuff right there. That's grown folk stuff.
It's grown folk stuff.
We see you guys hanging out with us on the network on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table on tonight. I got Mandy in the building. I got Franchon in the building. I got Fred Bell in the building. Emmanuel, Victoria, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out on the phone. The phone lines are lit up. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, the phone lines are lit up. Listen, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation on tonight because we put a couple of questions out there on tonight. Unisex restroom, all gender restrooms. And then if you won the lottery, would you go ghost or would you actually tell your family and friends? And so if you want to join the conversation and come in on tonight, we'll definitely bring you into the conversation. Hit option one. We want to thank Mr. Emmanuel. He called in.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us some insight. And you know, kind of, you know, I'm going to say it this way. Those of you know, we broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And actually, I'm a member. We are a member of the Potter's House. And my pastor just wrote a book. It's called Disruptive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mr. Emmanuel got to talking, I just thought about all kind of disruptive thinking. Because if you really read Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, it's a real great book, but it's to provoke to make you think a different, see things from a different perspective.
Right.
And see things a different way. And then it's dropping a lot of gems and a lot of knowledge, too, that kind of mess with a lot of people's theology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you read Bishop T.D. Jakes' latest book, it messes with a lot of theology that we've been taught down through the years. And so as I was listening to Mr. Emmanuel, them kind of conversation disrupts a lot of thinking, especially when you're knowledgeable about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to appreciate all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. We got friend Sean. For Sean, you still hanging out with us? Fred Bell, you hanging out with us? I think Victoria is on mute. You guys still hanging around the domino table with us on tonight?
I'm still here. I'm hanging.
Oh, you hanging? Well,
yeah,
hang
I'm
on.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
And, yeah, man, I tell you, because we're living in some trying times, and we are, you know, it's always good, no matter who we are, to be able to be enlightened, because power is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And once we discover and know who we are and whose we are, you know, maybe we can break off some of these shackles and break off some of these chains that is holding us back, even just in our minds. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so the question tonight out on the table, if you win the lottery, would you go ghost or would you tell your family and your friends? And then unisex, all-gender restroom. You know, if I won the lottery, guys, listen, if I won the lottery.
Yeah, if you won the lottery.
Let me see. If I won about, do any of you guys know which, how large, because lately the lottery have got to some large number. What has been the highest lottery that we can remember so far? I don't know. Do you guys know? Fred or Finchon? Do y'all know how large the lottery have gotten? Okay, they must be on mute.
I have no idea. I don't even keep up at all.
No,
you don't,
I have no idea how big this young guy.
Yeah, I think it one way. Didn't it get up in the billions like two months ago? It got up in the billions, didn't it? I thought it got up into the billions, and I'm just not really for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it did get up into the billions. I'm not really for sure. But, man, if I won the lottery, you know, me personally, it's just a couple of things that I would do.
Okay.
You know, for me, guys, I probably would – I always had this dream. I would buy a I would give back for sure, but I would buy a complex of probably not a lot of units, but I would probably buy a complex of about a good 10 or 15 units, you know, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedrooms. And I would try to join an organization somewhere where that person that hit a hard time in life, maybe get laid off their job. You know, because when you get laid off your job and you lose out, it kind of takes you about a good month to a year to get back established and get on your feet.
Right.
But then, so I also would take it through a program where, you know, we would choice them to, just say, we say a single mother with kids, and we gave her a two-bedroom. She would pay a certain amount of rent. We would send her through a program to teach her how to deal with her finances to make sure she keeps all that in place. And then at the end of the year, after she complete the program or he complete the program, I would turn around and give them all that money back for them to get back out there and get on their feet. I would probably have, you know, they would be, these apartments would be furnished. They would be, you know, all you got to do is just move in them. You know, I would pay all the electric bills for them. I would just give back so they can get back up on their feet. Because when people lose their job or they one paycheck away from being homeless, it, you know, you can't bounce back in a month.
Right.
It takes a minute to, when you guys agree, it takes a minute to get back on your feet when you, been living at a certain lifestyle, and then you begin to lose it all due to the economy going bad and the stock market drop. That's probably what I would do in the beginning. Of course, I would bless my family. You know, I would bless all of my siblings. I would do all of that.
Right.
You know, but then when it comes to friends, I got five fingers, well, one thumb and four fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It would get real small. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why? Because, you know, everybody wouldn't and then you have to know those who you've given it to. Would they just run through it frivolously? Mm-hmm. Would they just, you know, deplete it and come back and ask for some more?
Right.
You know? And so that's what I probably would do with it. But, man, I tell you, the phone lines are lit up. I am strolling down as we speak. We see you guys on the network, on the phone lines. If you want to jump into the conversation, someone has just hit option one. Let's bring this caller in. Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, E-Man. It's
Deacon Smith. Oh, man, dude. Boy, this is crazy here. I don't know nobody's phone numbers. My goodness. Hey, Ed, how you doing,
oh, wow,
man? You know,
I've been wondering.
You know, don't know nobody's phone numbers.
Yeah, that's cool. I understand, man. You run through a lot of numbers, man. It's understandable. But
how you doing,
Ed? I've been sitting back in the cut just being quiet for a minute, man, and I heard Emmanuel would jump on there. So
okay.
I decided to jump in on this, jump in with my option one just to give a little input, insight, because I just told him about the show tonight when I went to see my mother.
Yeah, he said that.
And, yeah, great. Yeah, he's a very powerful man on some good words that he does, and that's great that you guys gonna get together on different type of subjects. But you got to really be on point with him. You got to do your study.
Right.
You got to do your research messing with him. But it's all good. I'll be glad to hear some of the subjects. Maybe I can come in on some of them at a later time. But the subjects you had today were pretty powerful too, man. You know, that gender restroom stuff is messed. Deacon Bell put it in the best perspective ever. They didn't think this out. They just didn't think this out, you know. Predators sit around and wait for this kind of stuff. We got preacher predators.
Mm-hmm.
Men from the pulpit, men with the cloth. They are predators.
Right.
And so they could be easy lurking in these restrooms waiting on these children, you know. And some parents put their children in there by themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So go in there and use the restroom. Go in there and take you to the restroom. I'm going to stand right here. You know, I'm going to stand in this line. Go use the restroom. You know, kids might be 10. Just send them off to go use the restroom. And there's that predator waiting in the bathroom for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Predator did what he did, ran out of there and gone. Here come the kid hollering later. He gone.
Right,
but
right.
I was very, very touching subject, man. I appreciate Deacon Bell for seeing it out and seeing it through, because that is what it is, you know. I mean, it could easily happen. But the family restroom, if they got locks on the doors, that's okay with that. The whole family go in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If need be, they got the little kids, and they have to take the family in there, you know, without splitting them up, you know.
Right.
When you got a boy and a girl, you got to split them up. One man take the, you know, the lady got to take the boy in the men's restroom. You know, it don't work like that. She had to take him in the women's restroom. She had to take a little boy in the women's restroom. But the family restroom with the locks on the door, I think that's appropriate, you know. But that – any gender walk in there? No, I don't agree with it.
Yes.
And winning the lottery. I did look up the research on that. It's been $2.4 billion. $2.4 billion has been one of the biggest jackpots.
Oh wow. Well, listen, bro, if you win $2.4 billion, I'm fine.
You gonna find me?
Oh, trust me. Listen.
You're going to find me.
Would you go ghost? So you said you ain't going to call your friends and your family. So we ain't getting nothing.
Man,
I see you.
Say, you got to really keep that really limited, man, because I watched some of these shows. I was watching one called Fatal Attraction. And one man had won a big lottery, and he ended up dead behind his lottery money. So
you really got
to be careful about who you let know you won this kind of big money, and then you out splurging and spending, and, you know, they wait for you to leave the house with a whole pocket full of money, and there they go, they'll get you, you know.
Man.
So, I think I keep it kind of low-key, but I would take care of my family, man, for sure, you know, all my siblings and things like that, but I don't think I'd go announcing it till, you know, I keep working my job, you know, maybe not this job, I start something on my own, you know, have my own type of service going. I wouldn't be in the service that I'm in, because I'm in a I'm in a pretty hard service working for a furniture company.
Right.
So I, but I'll still be working probably, you know, like I said, I'll just be owning something.
Man, dude, you ain't fit to go to nobody, Joe. Dude, you ain't fit to you made $400 billion. What you going to go to work for?
I ain't going to nobody job. I'm going to be, I'm going to have somebody working something for me.
Yeah. Listen, if I win, how much you say it was, and 2 point what?
$2.4 billion.
Listen, dude, I ain't working no more. I ain't even finna start no company. Listen, I'm gonna be in Dubai. I'm gonna be me and Mandy gonna be over there in Dubai. We're gonna leave there and go to Paris. We're gonna leave there. What
wow.
For what? Because you listen. Your grandkids, your kids wouldn't be able to spend up that much money. You understand what I'm saying? And so
Exactly.
Ain't no need us working, because if you start working, then I think we're gonna have to get you checked. Ain't nowhere in the world I would get up to do anything. My it'd be all over with for me. Y'all
yeah.
Would find me over there
wow.
In Dubai every weekend buying some. Come back with all kind of new paintings and all type of stuff. I'd just be buying
Dang.
Stuff you ain't Dang. Never heard of.
I mean,
you know, man, please.
Yeah. That's more money.
And that's why you need that financial advisor.
For sure.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Because that's more money you can spend the rest of your life.
Yes. But, you know, I'm 62,
yeah.
Friend Sean and Anthony and Mandy and Deacon Fred Bell. I'm 62 years old. For Sean, an advisor, where they going to advise me how to spend it? Listen, I'm going to Dubai. They got a painting over there in Dubai I want to go buy right now. It's like $2 million just to buy this painting. It's called the anyone you guys play chess? Who play chess on the line around the domino table? Who play chess? Nobody? I'm the only one play chess? Anthony, don't you play chess?
I've never learned that one.
Oh, don't know. Fred Bell, you don't play chess? I guess I'm the only chess player, huh? Ray Sean, you don't play chess?
Nope, but
okay.
Congratulations to you. It's a great strategy game, but no.
Yeah, well, see, it's a painting that the Russian chess champion, the roulette chess game, that, and you may have heard a preacher preach this. You can use this in a message.
Mm-hmm.
I always say you can use it in a message. If you really study the board, they gave the winnings to a Russian chess champion. But he didn't really win the game because you had another champion from Russia that was really studying the painting, and he found out that the king had one more move.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I had to preach, because those of us in Christendom know the king always has another move.
Right.
And so if you study that painting is still standing today. They still awarded him until this Russian chess champion came back and said, no, he didn't win. And this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win because he sat there and studied the painting and figured out that the king had one more move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that painting is up for $1.2 million, if you want to buy that particular painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so with all that kind of money Anthony talking about, man, I'll be buying all kind of paintings and all. I'll just be wasting money. nowhere in the world. 60 years old, ain't nowhere in the world I'll spend that much money. You can't spend no any one of y'all on the line can spend $2 billion? Who on this line can spend
yes.
that kind of money?
Me? Yes.
Yes. What can you buy for $2 billion? Are
y'all so many things, sir.
Well, tell me, what would you buy for
Don't forget about, okay, you want an island? You want to develop the whole island,
mm-hmm.
and then have that as an investment for generations to come, because you own the whole island and everything on it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But that's going to keep bringing you money in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so how would
Shall I go further?
Yeah. I mean, how would we really spend, Anthony and Fred Bell, man, how would we really spend up what do you say, Anthony? $2.5 billion? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it can be done.
Yeah, $2.4 billion.
It definitely can be done.
$2.4 billion. Listen.
She just told you an island. You purchase an island. You're going to spend money because you have to you know, build and all that extra stuff. Of course, it's an investment, so mm-hmm. you're going to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you know, that's a lot of money going out. Even when you talked about the investment with the apartment,
mm-hmm.
well, there's upkeep. There's, you know, money is continuously going out.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. When you talk about $2.4 billion, do you know how much money that's making you a day every second with interest? Anthony, you the research guy on the line. That's making us a whole lot of money just sitting there and nobody's even you know, touching it. That's just a lot of money to spend.
It's a lot of money.
For sure, how many islands would you buy, one or two? She probably buy 10. How mm-hmm. I many you buy, for sure?
You know, that requires research. I don't know. But what I do know is that, you know, that's something it could be. And let me just say this, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that apartment complex, E-Man and Mandy, you know, mm-hmm. you'll have to wait for the lottery. You know, there are people with money that will invest into that. I'm just saying.
Well, I know you want them, so won't you give me some to invest in? Yes, yes. Well, no, that's true. But, you know, we're just talking about that significant amount of money, mm-hmm. you know. And the reason why, you know, we wanted to ask that question because, you know, in talking to people and when you win certain because, you know, we know what the lottery is for. You got some people don't play the lottery. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the playing the lottery, you are making an investment, you know. Why? Because what they use it for is just not only used for just entertainment purposes. It uses because, and the reason why I'm sharing it because I'm mm-hmm. in the Dallas Independent School District.
Okay.
It is to help the teachers and help the programs within the Dallas in all the districts, really, not just not the Dallas, for the Texas districts.
Mm-hmm.
When you look down there in Austin, they have been able to fund a lot of different programs, a lot of different developments behind the lottery.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just a little hint, just in case y'all feel
thank
like
you for the education. Thank you for educating us.
Hey, so I'm the only one that heard of that.
I don't listen.
Say, Sean, I know you done heard of that. Fred Bell, you ain't heard of that?
No.
I guess y'all
so
y'all
when you're
Anthony, look that up, Aunt. So Aunt, my research guy tonight. Look that
right.
up, Aunt.
So when you're going out to purchase a lottery ticket,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking
what you got
about,
me looking up? What you got me looking
Anthony,
up?
Look up for me. They don't believe this, Anthony, that a lot of those funds that we win the lotteries goes back into the school, back into the school systems. Look that up and make sure I'm right. I'm pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's not that we don't believe you. We mm-hmm. just wasn't aware of it. All right. Two different things. It's not that we don't believe, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going to purchase a lottery ticket, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
are you thinking about this is going towards the educational system? This is, or are you thinking about I want to hit this $2.5 million?
Both of them. Both. I can answer for you. I'm only playing it to win.
Right.
You can't win if you don't play. You know.
But you have given a lot of money.
And I'm gonna keep on giving a lot of money. You know why? Because you won't even win if you don't play. Mm-hmm. You got to play to win. Yes, it is irrelevant.
Mm.
Listen.
Well, that's true.
You know,
that
I got a few hot dollars, and to all of you that may don't play the lottery, you know, I play it. And I got a few dollars, and at the end of the day, everybody do what they choose to do with their
mm-hmm.
money. But just how should never, as the old folk would say, how should never if I just have to win.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, most people always say, we grew up, Lord, whichever way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Well, he may bless you through the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't know which way your blessing is going to come. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to keep playing until I win. And you know, guys, you know what one of my numbers is all the time? Fred Sean, you might already know this. You know what my numbers is all the time? Fred Bell?
No, 333?
No. And you know what my numbers is? Ant might know. Anthony, you know what my numbers is?
No, I have no clue, hey, man.
Man, Mitchell,
I can't put it together.
Man, you don't remember. I told you, you just don't remember. Listen, I got $1. I'm going to play this every time that I play.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I play, I'm going to play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is going to pop up one day. You watch and see what I'm telling you. And don't be looking over that man. We're like, That's our money right there.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're around the domino table on tonight. You looked that up, Ant? You looked that up for me? You Google that?
Yeah, I really didn't find much what you were stating. It says, for large lotteries like Mega Millions and Powerball, half the ticket revenue goes toward the lottery prize pool. The remaining half goes toward costs, including lottery administration and retail commission.
Well, it's the teacher stuff is there. You got to keep looking at it. You're a research guy. You got to keep digging. It's down up in there. You know.
Made up some stuff.
No. Let me give Fred Sean. Let me give Deacon Fred Bell. Let me give Anthony Smith. Let me give you, Mandy, some homework.
Okay.
I want y'all to come back around the domino table next Sunday night. And what's next Sunday night? That ain't the first Sunday night, is it? We got one more Sunday in this month?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think we got one more Sunday in this month. It may be Bible study on the E-Man After Show. I'm not for sure. But if not, I want y'all to do y'all homework and come back and tell me if because that is true. I want y'all to do y'all research, and even if you got to call down there to Austin and ask them, because I'm going to do my research, too, once again, because I know that to be true. And I'm going to keep on playing because I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, so I ain't just making up nothing.
It's not saying that in Google, sir.
Oh, well. I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
I'm definitely open to more information because I thought that it just went towards the pot for the next person that wins the lottery.
Yeah, it does.
There's some research. Do information. Okay.
Okay, y'all do y'all research and come back and y'all tell me what y'all find. And I'm gonna tell y'all got to really dig now. And you ain't got to dig that far. Yes.
Amen. What makes it go towards the teachers association?
No, it was supposed to for the Texas school systems. It was supposed to be pouring back into the teachers in the school system. That's what it was supposed to be.
So where did you get this information from?
That's been for years. This ain't nothing new that we're talking about. this has been going. See,
but you're the only one that has this information.
Okay. Frenchon don't play the lottery, right? You don't play the lottery, do you, Frenchon? Do you?
Nope, I don't.
Okay.
Nope.
Deacon Fred Bell, you don't play the lottery, right? I don't think Deacon Fred Bell played the lottery. And y'all know you don't play the lottery, right?
No.
And Mandy, you don't play.
Every blue moon when it's got that big money on it, I might buy a ticket or so.
Well, of course, y'all wouldn't know. Y'all don't play the lottery, so that's why y'all
you,
is yeah. foreign to y'all guys.
No,
I don't play the lotto. Of course, y'all wouldn't know.
I need
somebody to call up here that play the lottery. I need somebody to call up here at 563-999-3456. We're gonna do our research, come back next Sunday night. Now, this is the kicker.
What's the kicker?
This is the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to all four of y'all around the domino table tonight. When y'all come back to tell me that, I need $10 from all of y'all so I can go play the lottery. And if I'm wrong.
That's not a deal.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hold on, put your money where y'all mouth here. Y'all doing all that talking on here.
Even,
you know?
Hold on.
Huh?
Okay. Huh? How does this sound right here for us research? Most states allocate a portion of the money they receive from the lottery to addressing gambling addiction. Many also put percentages of income into a general fund that they can use to address budget shortfalls in areas that are important to the community, like road work, the police force, and other social services. You might be correct with that.
I am correct. I'm correct all the way. I'm making a bet. I'm betting all y'all that's on the line that don't play the lottery. I want y'all to do. Deacon Fred Bell, I know you got a hot $10, and I know you got a hot $10. Friend Sean, you're a millionaire.
Hold on. I never disagree with you. If it's going back, it's going back. I didn't disagree with you.
And for what I just read, I ain't disagreeing either. It just says
right.
It goes to a lot of it says a lot of social services. Other social services. I'm sure they consist of the teacher's social services.
And then, E-Man, all I said is that we may not be aware. We may not be aware. That does not mean we're saying it's not true. Those were my words. Okay, verbatim.
I'm going to run the tape back. We're running the tape back. Frishawn, a millionaire. See, Frishawn over here doing all that talking. She got millions. Frishawn, I'm betting you $100.
I think we can all agree that most people, when they go buy a lottery ticket, they are not thinking about all this great civil stuff that you're talking about.
Okay. I understand. So my question to you, because I know you got plenty of money, I'm betting you $50. I'm going to bet you $50. Deacon Fred Bell, I'm going to bet you $20. Anthony, I'm going to bet you $20. Man, I'm going to bet you $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all come back next Sunday night and tell me what y'all find out for show. You know what I'm saying? And if I lose,
you know what?
If I lose this bet, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give y'all. If E-Man lose this bet, I got some problems.
A whole bunch of songs playing on the E-Man after show. No, sir.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are having fun tonight.
I think next Sunday is Bible study.
I think it is. Oh,
okay.
Well, y'all come back the second Sunday. Y'all got two whole weeks. We want you guys to come back the next Sunday night for the E-Man After Show for our Bible study that we have. We have a great teacher that's going to be joining us. By the way, awesome teacher is going to be joining us on next Sunday night. He's from the Potter's House, and we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Actually, man, this is the young man that named me E-Man.
Okay.
The Elder Cummins is going to be with us on next Sunday night.
Awesome.
He's the elder at the Potter's House, been around when I was working in the single ministry over there, and I had to work up under his tutelage because he was over. Frishawn, you remember Elder Cummins, right?
I sure do, yes.
Yeah, Well, he'll be on the E-Man After Show. He's the one gave me the name E-Man because I did all the sound and all that type of stuff for the singles and all that type of stuff. So he'll be with us on the first Sunday night for Bible study. And then actually we're getting ready to do two Bible studies for the rest of the duration. Why? Because we got way more pastors and way more teachers than we have months.
Right.
And so we have to kind of split it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So starting next month, I think July, we're going to have two Bible studies for that segment.
Right.
Deacon Fred Bell, we want to thank you for your segment, man. We want to appreciate you. It's always an encouraging word.
Yes.
We want to thank you for all that you do, man. And I appreciate you continually bringing those segment to us. Well, tonight, guys, we want to appreciate you. People are on the phone lines. People are listening all around the globe. Join the We Talk Radio Network on tomorrow night. We have Miss Kia Davis. She has a show. It's called, what was her show called? The Unplugged Show with Kia D.
Right.
Man, it's very unplugged. You guys will really enjoy that show. And we want to appreciate all of you guys that's been hanging out with us on tonight. We've been around the domino table. Just conversation, you know, just stuff that we deal with, we want to put on the table and discuss it. And everybody's opinion matters over here.
Right.
Everybody has a voice, and we want your guys' voices to be heard in whatever type conversations. We don't shoot down no conversation. We just want to have the conversation and talk about it. Well, man, we want to appreciate, Frishawn, I want to thank you for hanging out on tonight. You called in. I want to appreciate you on tonight. Fred Bell, I want to appreciate you on tonight. Anthony, I want to appreciate you. Victoria is somewhere asleep. She on the phone line. But Victoria, if you listed, I want to appreciate you just as well. And definitely want to appreciate Mr. Manuel.
Yes.
Sir, he's still listening. I'm going to give you a call. I got your number.
Mm-hmm.
Want to bring him on. Anthony, I think Anthony was saying that you have to really. Anthony, you know, he be dropping them gems, Anthony. You know, Mr. Manuel, you know, that's a knowledge of a brother, but he be dropping those gems, and we definitely want to have a conversation with him. So I'm excited. I'm going to call him and invite him on to the E-Man After Show, because he gonna when Emmanuel come on, your thinking is gonna be very disruptive,
right?
Because he come from a different, broader perspective, which is needed in this hour that we live in, you know, and especially us as a people, you know what I'm saying? And so, man, I appreciate each and every one of you on tonight. Thank y'all for hanging around the domino table. So, Mandy, you about ready to get on up out of here? Listen, you know what? I got a thought for tonight, the E-Man After Show. Fred Bell, you done provoked me to start thinking, brother. your segment got me thinking. I think I did an E-Man thought on last Sunday night. But I got a thought for tonight as we get ready to wrap this show up. Hopefully you guys will have a blessed day and a blessed week on this week. We pray that you will have a blessed week and a productive week.
Right.
We pray that you will succeed at every endeavor that you have. But my thought for tonight, Mandy, and you guys on the network, is simply this. If people don't appreciate your presence, they don't deserve your absence. That's my thought for tonight. If people don't appreciate your presence, they don't deserve your absence. So that's been my thought for tonight. This has been the E-Man After Show. As we wrap this show up tonight, listen, Mandy, we got to pack our bags and get on up out of here. We had like we finna go somewhere. We just going in the
let's go
in the next room. Been a great show. Thank you guys for hanging out around the domino table. Come back next Sunday night. It's Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show. For Sean, you have a blessed week. Thank you for calling. Good night, ma'am.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Fred Bell, thank you, sir. Good night, sir. Anthony, thank you, sir. And
good night.
Mandy, let's thank
B. B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Be blessed. Good night, everybody. Peace.
me. Rock me. Rock me, baby. Rock me. Rock me. Rock me, baby. Rock me.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.